So it's time for Without a Net, where I pull prompts I've not seen out of a jar and then relate those to the end of civilization, the murder of the planet, or any of the other things I write about. So here's the first one, RFID tags. RFID tags are tags put into various items that allow those items to be trackable. And I find this, so for example, you can, they will put a tag into a sweater that will then follow the sweater from warehouse to, from manufacturing facility to warehouse to store and beyond there. And that, of course, takes us directly to the panopticon and to a surveillance society where everything is tracked. And there are a bunch of directions I could go with this, but the direction I want to go right now has to do with the fact that as I record this, it is spring, and spring is a difficult time for yearling bears, because this is the time of year when they are pushed away from their mother. And when they're pushed away, they have a very difficult few weeks as they're suddenly on their own and they don't have anyone to feed them and no one to tell them what to eat, no one to protect them. And so at this time of year, I frequently see scared little bears. And right now there are two scared little bears who have been hanging around here, a little brown bear and a little black bear. And the brown bear was here and then he disappeared. And then the black bear was here for a couple of days. And then today, just an hour ago, I saw the brown bear again. And the reason I bring all this up is because when I didn't see the little brown bear for a few days, I wondered if he had died. I wondered if he had wandered off. I wondered how he was doing. And this strikes me as a real difference about living in the real world, is that so often we simply don't know, and we will never know. And if there were RFID tags on every animal, we could somehow, you know, if there were GPS monitors on every animal, we could track and see where the dead body is. There's a bear that my mother and I call Mama, who was the first bear that we had a relationship with, who, she was here. Usually female bears have territories and male bears wander, and she was here for many years, and there's many wonderful experiences and stories with her, including there was a time for a while when the path I walk in the forest every day, she would walk next to me for an eighth of a mile every day. And we haven't seen her in years. And we often wonder, is she dead? Did she move somewhere else? Did she move down by the Klamath River with the salmon? And we'll never know. And this is something I think that if we are to fully fall back into the real world, I think one of the parts of that we have to accept is that there are many things we will never know, and that there are mysteries which will never be resolved. And these include, what happened to our friends? What happened to this friend, the bear? And this is one of the problems I have with science, is that there is this obsession to know everything, even when it's not our business. The next one. When I dream of a planet in recovery. Well, this relates to the first one. I sometimes think about, presuming that when we die, we, you know, our light is extinguished and there is nothing. That means I will never know what happens to the planet. I will never know when this culture ends and how much is left. Which, the way it's going, may be a blessing. That may be better than continuing to have awareness of how bad it will be. But It is also possible. We can look at Chernobyl and see that the animals are coming back, even though they are irradiated. They are still there, which is more than we can say for agricultural territories. We can look at the one dead zone in the ocean that is recovered. It's in the Black Sea, and it's recovered because the Soviet Union collapsed, and it's no longer economically feasible to do industrial agriculture along the shore, and the fish are back. So when I dream of a planet in recovery, I dream of more frogs every year than the year before. I dream of frog song getting louder. I dream of bird song getting louder. I dream of slowly whales coming back. So at first you'll see one or two, and then you'll see five, and then eventually bays will once again be full of their breath so that it looks like it's foggy. That's how it was. I dream of more insects every year and more bats who eat them. I dream of each tree growing and putting out babies and making more trees, and those trees slowly filling in the spaces that we've deforested. There is a place about 10 miles from here that someone wanted to put in a subdivision in the 1960s, and they could not get the final permitting because much of it's underwater for part of the year, and because someone had some small bit of environmental sanity and realized this was a terrible place to put a subdivision. And it's one of my favorite places to go because they laid it out and there are all the roads and grids, and that was in the 60s. So in the last 50 years, the forest has starting to eat up the roads, and most of the roads are no longer drivable. There are huge potholes. There are trees crumbling. The asphalt. There are places that were cleared for houses that are refilled in. So when I dream of a planet in recovery, I dream of all the non-humans breathing a big sigh of relief and coming back and coming out of the places they've been hiding. And I dream of them refilling the roles that they previously played in the world to heal the world and to make it healthier.